This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
The Mercosur trade agreement is probably something you've been seeing on the news and on social media and thinking, what the heck is that? It's been all over the news today in particular because Ireland is voting against it. EU member states will decide whether or not to accept the deal with South American countries at a vote tomorrow, and it has been causing serious concern across rural Ireland and for farmers in particular. Joining me now is content creator and veterinary student Katie Larkin, also known as the Abbey Cowgirl, who's been using her platform to explain the issue. Katie, thanks so much for joining me. For listeners who might not have heard the term before or maybe don't understand it, can you explain what the Mercosur deal actually is in simple terms?
Yeah, no problem. And thanks for having me on to talk about it. So the Mercosur deal is a trade deal between the Mercosur countries, which is Brazil, Argentina, Uruguay, Paraguay, and the EU. So this deal will allow increased access of goods from these Mercosur countries to the EU at reduced tariffs. So it's also going to remove 90% of tariffs on EU exports to the Mercosur countries.
And how is this issue particularly worrying farmers and young farmers in rural Ireland? I know there's been a lot of talk about it. Ireland obviously coming out to say that they're going to vote no against it, but still all the same, the unease kind of remains.
Yeah, it's particularly important to farmers as this deal would see 99,000 tonne of beef coming in and flooding the EU market. So therefore, the beef that we produce in Ireland will be undercut as the Brazilian beef will be offered at a lower price, and consumers always go towards the lower price. So it's going to drive the demand down for our Irish beef, and the Brazilian beef will be on the up. Our income as farmers will be cut, and farmers give so much back to rural Ireland, including employment, contractors, vets, accountants, co-ops. So it's going to affect local communities.
As I said, and as we both know, Ireland obviously voting against it now. But what has the general reaction been to that news? Is it heartening, or should the support have been given to farmers sooner?
I think there's been a big sigh of relief because I seen it today on social media, and I was on the phone in the family group chat being check your social media. A big sigh of relief, but I think we needed that reassurance from our government to come out and say that we were saying no, because we were in the dark for so long. We didn't know what way it was going to go.
It's good probably to have some sort of answer to it then. So, but we are actually asking people this evening on the show about the knock-on effect of this deal if it does go through. And I want to get your thoughts. Do you think it's going to make it harder for young farmers to stay in Ireland? Will it hypothetically lead to perhaps more immigration along the way if young farmers don't feel that they're being supported as a result of this deal now?
Yeah, like a lot of young farmers, they're relying on the government to make sure that our farming is sustainable. And in Ireland, like, we are following strict regulations to be more sustainable for the future. A lot of young people might be considering, oh, will I bother going into farming now? If this trade deal did go through, it was going to be detrimental to our futures, because the likes of the small suckler and beef farmers, their income was going to be cut. So they weren't going to have the income there, so they'd have to get jobs off farm. I think it will be a massive deciding factor, and like not just for farmers as well, like people who are going off studying to be vets or accountants, because like farmers do give a lot of money to the likes of those.
What does the deal mean for small scale farms versus larger producers? Is the impact the same?
Yeah, it will have the same impact whether it's small or big. I suppose with bigger manufacturers, it was going to open trade to the Mercosur countries, so it was going to be like bigger exports for them, the likes of, you know, Tullamore Dew and the distilleries, but for farmers it was going to have a major devastating effect.
There's a protest planned for this weekend in Athlone. I've seen reports it's still going ahead despite Ireland stating which way they're going to go on it, but tell us what's happening at that.
Yeah, so the protest is organised by Independent Ireland, and it's happening on Saturday in Athlone. People can park at ATU, and there's going to be stewards there, and they'll be able to direct people on where to go for the protest. It is a peaceful protest, but we still need to get out there in force and show the EU that we are saying no to this deal as well. So any photos that will be taken will be circulated around to the MEPs in the EU to say that we are not backing this deal and we're saying no to Mercosur. So it's more important than ever that people get out in force on Saturday and show up. Just because we said no now doesn't mean that something else might happen down the line. So it's important that we are seen.
For someone thinking about attending, what should they be expecting from the day? But also, how can people show their support, even if they can't be there on the day? Maybe on social media?
Yeah, on social media, there has been a lot of videos circulating around about mainly educating people on the Mercosur deal. There's also petitions online that people can sign. And the protest is going to be peaceful. So if you had signs, people are coming in tractors. It's just about getting out there and just showing the support.
I know you're deeply rooted in the agricultural scene yourself. You're currently studying veterinary over in Poland. How has that been going over there? And also, has the government's attitude towards our rural Ireland back here, has that ever made you reconsider your career choice and the practicalities of working in Ireland?
Yeah, so I'm studying veterinary medicine over here in Poland. I started in September, so I'm only in first year. It's been a massive, massive change. It's currently minus 10 in Poland and there is snow everywhere. But I suppose with veterinary medicine, it's a career that could take you anywhere. So whether I did want to go back home to Ireland or if I did want to travel, it's a degree that you can travel with. Obviously, I would love to go home and start practicing at home, but the way this government is going, nothing is too certain in these times, so I think it's important to keep an open mind.
If you could say something to a listener this evening who might feel a bit indifferent or unsure about this whole issue of the Mercosur trade deal, what would you want them to understand? What is the key thing you want them to take away from this chat?
Like, the Mercosur deal isn't just about the farming community. There has been investigations done through the Farmers Journal and IFA, saying how the beef that is coming in from Brazil is contaminated with carcinogenic substances, growth hormones. So it's not just a farmer issue, it's a consumer issue as well and a public health issue. Just yesterday it came out that there was meat contaminated with estradiol, which has major health effects if eaten. So it's important that the consumer knows that this is, if it does come in, that that's what they're going to be eating. It's going to be lower quality compared to what we have in Ireland. Like, everything is recorded here, whether you're buying antibiotics, dosing, everything's recorded. You know what animal it's going into. But in the likes of Brazil, they have no animal identification. You can buy antibiotics and growth hormones over the counter as if there are penny sweets, and they're being administered to animals that are entering the food chain. So it's vitally important that the consumer knows where their food is coming from.
Do you have any thoughts on what way it's going to go when it's being voted on?
I'm hoping that it's going to be no forever, but I think, like, we have to be protected if they are looking at a trade deal. Like, it needs to be protection of farmers and the industry that we have here in Ireland.
And if people want to follow along with you now and the Mercosur trade deal and all of your thoughts on it, where can they find you on social media?
Yeah, so I'm on social media. I'm on TikTok and Instagram as The Abbey Cowgirl, and you'll find all my videos there.
Well, delighted to have chatted to you this evening, Katie. Best of luck over in Poland with the minus 10 degrees, and I'm sure we will catch up with you again on iRadio's group chat.
Great, thanks so much.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.